Pakistan's government, however, is keen on food inspections. In the past 2 months, it has approved an expansion of the PFA's operations from cities to rural areas and signed off on the creation of equivalent agencies in the province of Sindh and in Islamabad, the capital. A former PFA official, Aisha Mumtaz, made it wildly popular. In just over a year at the agency, she ordered almost 3,000 restaurants to close until they had made improvements and arrested close to 400 people for selling dodgy fare. She transformed the food culture of Lahore, says Yasmin Khan, a restaurant owner. Lookalikes of the so-called fearless lady used to send the kebab hawkers on Anakali Food Street running for cover. Mrs. Mumtaz has 61,000 fans on Facebook. The central government minister responsible for food safety has barely 4,000. But she made enemies in the food business and among politicians connected with it. She was removed from her post in October after allegations of corruption involving her driver surfaced. Since then, Lahoris say there has been a lull in inspections. The fear Mrs. Mumtaz inspired still keeps some food sellers on their toes. If Aisha Mumtaz wasn't so strict, I wouldn't be wearing this glove, says a cupcake salesman who had not realised that she had been replaced. But as temperatures rise and inspections wane, others are already abandoning their bothersome hygienic garb.